Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Happy 5 years.
Well, thank you.
You just hit the mark.
Yeah.
5 years here at Northwest Life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it'd be fun to do a five-year celebration podcast.
All right.
And we'll talk. I'll give you five questions.
Is there a cake?
Sure. They won't know if we have it or not. There's cake right in front of me.
It's imaginary cake.
So five questions. You get 5 minutes.
All right.
Got to move through them pretty quick.
Yeah.
First question. What's been the biggest challenge you faced when you're taking over for the previous leader
yeah.
of the church? He was here like 18 plus years. Mm-hmm. Biggest challenge you faced showing up as the new guy?
Yeah. Well, I think it's just leading change, especially in terms of the church's values and culture, because it's so established. You know, mm-hmm. you got one leader here, 18 years, reflects him, his passions, gifting, calling, strengths, all that. And so for me, that was the big challenge. It's like, I see what is, and I know I have to lead change so that it works with me.
Yeah.
And, I think of it a little bit like, you know, those like trees that are sort of decorative, that they're made into shapes, you know, like a spiral or,
oh, yeah.
you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Like a hedge.
Yeah. yeah. Well, you know, that really works when they're young, more easily moldable, easy to control, that kind of thing. But as it gets bigger, thicker, you know, it's more established. And mm-hmm. so I feel a little bit like that, like coming into a church, 18 years, one leader, it's like taking a full grown tree and now trying to shape it into something different. Yeah. It's like there's some limbs breaking here, you uh-huh. know? Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, the question, can you teach an old dog new tricks? maybe.
Kind of. Yeah. yeah.
All right. Another question. Easier, I think.
All right.
I think looking back, you're a guy that looks forward, but looking
mm-hmm.
back,
yeah.
last 5 years, what makes you smile?
Well, I feel like we've added a lot of outreach, and I love that. I feel like the church in the last 5 years has become outward looking, and that makes me happy. It makes me smile. We've seen growth and salvations, people who didn't just transfer in from another church, but really coming for the first time to a place of relationship with God. So I love that. I'm all about that. Love seeing young people in leadership. I feel like there's been a lot of fun in the last mm-hmm. 5 years, mm-hmm. just, you know, some wacky, fun, happy, crazy moments. I feel like we're kind of known a little bit as a party church, just in the community, always, mm-hmm. always something happening. And then also preaching 17 weeks of grace changes everything. That makes me smile.
That was a good one. I like that one. Something you want a church attender, just average church mm-hmm. attender to know, maybe you've told them, maybe mm-hmm. maybe you told them before, maybe they don't know. What do you want to tell them?
Yeah. Well, I want to tell them I love them. I probably haven't said that enough, you know, to everybody at once, to individuals. So, you know, I'm a dad and I have a daughter. I want her to know that I love her. I don't ever want her to be insecure about that. Mm-hmm. And so I feel the same way about the church. I want the average church attender to know that I love them. And I also believe there's really big things ahead for us together as mm-hmm. a church. I want them to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Some, it might scare them off, or, you know, they might want to hop on something smaller, but I want people to know they're loved and we got big stuff coming.
Mm-hmm. Which is a perfect segue to my next question.
Yeah.
5 years celebrated.
Uh-huh.
Now, what about the next five? Where are we going? What are
yeah.
we doing?
All right. Well, next five, the plan is for us to widen our circle, our reach, to keep looking outward and to expand that reach of care, of love, of giving and blessing to our community. So part of that would be campuses, adding campuses, and we want to get to a central hub location that's mm-hmm. bigger and has more opportunity for us for things like warehouse space, food distribution, training, you know, classroom space, all that kind of stuff. But we want to add campuses. We want to keep this one. And then I feel just like the ripple of grace reaching out from our church to our community. There's 145,000 people in Renton and Kent who don't know Jesus. And I feel like when we do something, it takes at least 10% of kind of core committed volunteer people to mm-hmm. make it happen. So yeah. like we just had our carnival, about 2,300 people were here, about 200 plus volunteers. So in that case, it's right around 10%, you know, core people helping out, making it happen. And so if we have 145,000 people in Renton and Kent who need Jesus, then I need about 1,500 mm-hmm. core people here who get it and mm-hmm. want to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And that represents like a third or a fourth of the whole church, like everybody who calls the church home. So we got a lot of work to do. Yeah. And, you know, in order to expand our reach and to get the gospel to more people, we have to build the core here as well.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of does lead into that very last question, which is how do we help? What do we do? How do you know, it looks like we're going to be serving, jumping on board.
And, right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'd say, if I was just like talking to an individual, I'd say, be flexible, you know, don't become rigid in what you think and expect. Stuff's always changing. So be flexible, be generous with yourself, with your resources, your time, be gracious, make room and space for others, and go all in with the vision. I feel like it's worth it, you know. I really believe it's Bible. It's what Jesus wants. I mean, come on, we're talking about reaching people, you know, sharing the good news, seeing lives changed, and be up for some adventure. That's all I got.
All right. Well, happy 5th.
Thank you.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.